Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallástáni értés, angol, alapfok, B1 szint. Kérjük, a feladatlapokat hagyja a borítékban az első meghallgatás alatt. B1, alapfok, első feladat.
An interview on Christianity.
Today we are going to find out what the world's biggest religion is and how this came about. Here with me is John Devine, a theologian from England. First of all, could you tell me a few things about the most popular religion in the world?
Yes, of course. Christianity is the world's largest religion, with over 2.2 billion people. And it has churches, or representatives, in every country in the world.
Who is the founder of Christianity?
Jesus Christ, who was crucified around AD 30 in Jerusalem, is the founder of Christianity. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to earth to teach us about love and fellowship. He represents the person that all Christians should be like. He was a Jew who was born about 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem and lived for 33 years before being crucified by the Romans.
What other names is Jesus known by?
Well, he is represented by many names and symbols, such as the Son of God, Light of the World, Lamb of God, and the Good Shepherd.
And what do Christians believe?
Christians believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and that God sent his Son to earth to save humanity from the consequences of its sins. Jesus was fully human and experienced this world in the same way as other human beings of his time. Jesus was tortured and gave his life on the cross at the crucifixion. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion, the resurrection. Christians believe that Jesus was the Messiah promised in the Old Testament, and they believe that there is only one God, but that this one God consists of three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Where do Christians worship?
The Christian place of worship is called a church. They are often built in the shape of a cross, with the altar facing east towards the rising sun. The Christian spiritual leaders are called priests, or ministers, or vicars.
And my last question for today, what are the Christian symbols?
Well, the cross is the main symbol. It reminds Christians that Jesus died on the cross to save them. The dove is the symbol of the Holy Spirit and peace. And of course, the fish symbol was created using the Greek letters, which spell out ichthus, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. Interestingly, the Romans persecuted the Christians, and it became dangerous for them to meet. So the Christians devised a secret code. They drew half a fish in the sand. If a person completed the fish, they knew he or she was a believer too. Under the fish sign, the Christians wrote the Greek word fish.
Vegye elő az egyes számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még egyszer fogja hallani a szöveget, és újabb 2 perc áll rendelkezésére. Hallgatás közben is írhat. A hangjelzést követően helyezze az egyes számú feladatlapot a borítékra.
An interview on Christianity.
Today, we are going to find out what the world's biggest religion is and how this came about. Here with me is John Devine, a theologian from England. First of all, could you tell me a few things about the most popular religion in the world?
Yes, of course. Christianity is the world's largest religion, with over 2.2 billion people. And it has churches or representatives in every country in the world.
Who is the founder of Christianity?
Jesus Christ, who was crucified around AD 30 in Jerusalem, is the founder of Christianity. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to earth to teach us about love and fellowship. He represents the person that all Christians should be like. He was a Jew who was born about 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem and lived for 33 years before being crucified by the Romans.
What other names is Jesus known by?
Well, he is represented by many names and symbols, such as the Son of God, Light of the World, Lamb of God, and the Good Shepherd.
And what do Christians believe?
Christians believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and that God sent his Son to earth to save humanity from the consequences of its sins. Jesus was fully human and experienced this world in the same way as other human beings of his time. Jesus was tortured and gave his life on the cross at the crucifixion. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion, the resurrection. Christians believe that Jesus was the Messiah promised in the Old Testament, and they believe that there is only one God, but that this one God consists of three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Where do Christians worship?
The Christian place of worship is called a church. They are often built in the shape of a cross, with the altar facing east towards the rising sun. The Christian spiritual leaders are called priests, or ministers, or vicars.
And my last question for today, what are the Christian symbols?
Well, the cross is the main symbol. It reminds Christians that Jesus died on the cross to save them. The dove is the symbol of the Holy Spirit and peace. And of course, the fish symbol was created using the Greek letters, which spell out ichthus, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. Interestingly, the Romans persecuted the Christians, and it became dangerous for them to meet. So the Christians devised a secret code. They drew half a fish in the sand. If a person completed the fish, they knew he or she was a believer too. Under the fish sign, the Christians wrote the Greek word fish.
Most hallgassa meg a második szöveget először. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. B1. Alapfok. Második feladat.
Addressing members of the clergy.
Hello and welcome to St. Paul's Radio. Today we are going to find out how to address different people in the church.
Yes, this is a common problem for foreigners and even some people in the church. What exactly do you say when speaking to a priest, for example?
Do you say something informal and friendly, or something that is formal and official?
Well, now, for better or worse, we live in a less formal society in the English-speaking world. And the status of the priest in the community is not what it used to be.
So, how exactly would you greet the priest in the street or on the bus?
Well, I think that most people would say, "Good morning, Father," if it was in the morning, and probably "Hello, Father," at any other time of day.
But why wouldn't you say good afternoon or good evening, for example?
Well, it wouldn't be wrong to do so, only that we would rather say that at an important church council meeting or even a mass or service.
So you wouldn't say anything like, "Praise be our Lord, Jesus Christ."
No, not anymore. Although you could say, "Bless you, Father."
Oh, that's quite interesting. And if I wanted to write an email or letter, what should I write?
Then you should write the priest's surname, for instance, "Dear Father Thompson," in the letter. And on the envelope, you would write "The Reverend John Thompson."
Oh, yes. They use the word reverend in many different denominations, don't they?
Quite right. Anyway, it is a word that shows respect.
Now, if for some reason you had to speak or write to a bishop, or even an archbishop, how could you address him?
Yes, that's a good question. And there's often a chance to speak to a bishop or an archbishop at a confirmation, for example. In speech, you should say "My Lord" for a bishop, and "Your Grace" or "His Grace" for an archbishop.
And when writing a letter?
Simply, "Dear Bishop Thompson" in the letter, and "The Right Reverend John Thompson, Bishop of Liverpool" on the envelope. And of course, for an archbishop, "Dear Archbishop Thompson" in the letter, and on the envelope, "The Most Reverend John Thompson, Archbishop of Birmingham."
Well, that sounds quite a lot, really.
Yes, it is if you're writing, but the most important thing is to be more formal with people who are higher in the church. By the way, can you remember what to say to each of them?
Oh, to a priest, it's a simple "Good morning, Father," or "Hello, Father." To a bishop, "Good morning, my lord." And to an archbishop, "Good morning, your grace."
Vegye elő a második számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még kétszer fogja hallani a szöveget. Közben egy perc, utólag két perc szünettel.
Addressing members of the clergy.
Hello and welcome to St. Paul's Radio. Today we are going to find out how to address different people in the church.
Yes, this is a common problem for foreigners and even some people in the church. What exactly do you say when speaking to a priest, for example?
Do you say something informal and friendly, or something that is formal and official?
Well, now, for better or worse, we live in a less formal society in the English-speaking world. And the status of the priest in the community is not what it used to be.
So, how exactly would you greet the priest in the street or on the bus?
Well, I think that most people would say, "Good morning, Father," if it was in the morning, and probably "Hello, Father," at any other time of day.
But why wouldn't you say good afternoon or good evening, for example?
Well, it wouldn't be wrong to do so, only that we would rather say that at an important church council meeting or even a mass or service.
So you wouldn't say anything like, "Praise be our Lord Jesus Christ"?
No, not anymore. Although you could say, "Bless you, Father."
Oh, that's quite interesting. And if I wanted to write an email or letter, what should I write?
Then you should write the priest's surname, for instance, "Dear Father Thompson," in the letter. And on the envelope, you would write "The Reverend John Thompson."
Oh, yes. They use the word "reverend" in many different denominations, don't they?
Quite right. Anyway, it is a word that shows respect.
Now, if for some reason you had to speak or write to a bishop, or even an archbishop, how could you address him?
Yes, that's a good question. And there's often a chance to speak to a bishop or an archbishop at a confirmation, for example. In speech, you should say "My Lord" for a bishop, and "Your Grace" or "His Grace" for an archbishop.
And when writing a letter?
Simply, "Dear Bishop Thompson" in the letter, and "The Right Reverend John Thompson, Bishop of Liverpool" on the envelope. And of course, for an archbishop, "Dear Archbishop Thompson" in the letter, and on the envelope, "The Most Reverend John Thompson, Archbishop of Birmingham."
Well, that sounds quite a lot, really.
Yes, it is if you're writing, but the most important thing is to be more formal with people who are higher in the church. By the way, can you remember what to say to each of them?
Oh, to a priest, it's a simple "Good morning, Father," or "Hello, Father." To a bishop, "Good morning, my lord." And to an archbishop, "Good morning, your grace."
Addressing members of the clergy.
Hello and welcome to St. Paul's Radio. Today we are going to find out how to address different people in the church.
Yes, this is a common problem for foreigners and even some people in the church. What exactly do you say when speaking to a priest, for example?
Do you say something informal and friendly, or something that is formal and official?
Well, now, for better or worse, we live in a less formal society in the English-speaking world. And the status of the priest in the community is not what it used to be.
So, how exactly would you greet the priest in the street or on the bus?
Well, I think that most people would say, "Good morning, Father," if it was in the morning, and probably "Hello, Father," at any other time of day.
But why wouldn't you say "good afternoon" or "good evening," for example?
Well, it wouldn't be wrong to do so, only that we would rather say that at an important church council meeting or even a mass or service.
So you wouldn't say anything like "Praise be our Lord Jesus Christ"?
No, not anymore. Although you could say "Bless you, Father."
Oh, that's quite interesting. And if I wanted to write an email or letter, what should I write?
Then you should write the priest's surname, for instance, "Dear Father Thompson," in the letter. And on the envelope, you would write "The Reverend John Thompson."
Oh, yes. They use the word "reverend" in many different denominations, don't they?
Quite right. Anyway, it is a word that shows respect.
Now, if for some reason you had to speak or write to a bishop, or even an archbishop, how could you address him?
Yes, that's a good question. And there's often a chance to speak to a bishop or an archbishop at a confirmation, for example. In speech, you should say "my lord" for a bishop and "your grace" or "his grace" for an archbishop.
And when writing a letter?
Simply "Dear Bishop Thompson" in the letter and "the Right Reverend John Thompson, Bishop of Liverpool" on the envelope. And of course, for an archbishop, "Dear Archbishop Thompson" in the letter and on the envelope, "The Most Reverend John Thompson, Archbishop of Birmingham."
Well, that sounds quite a lot, really.
Yes, it is if you're writing, but the most important thing is to be more formal with people who are higher in the church. By the way, can you remember what to say to each of them?
Oh, to a priest, it's a simple "good morning, Father," or "hello, Father." To a bishop, "good morning, my lord." And to an archbishop, "good morning, your grace."
Fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.